everyone. Thanks for joining us today for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're going to be talking about the topic of faith and how it really is your choice. Is faith a choice? What do you think? I want you to think about that question as we listen to a talk given by one of the leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So go ahead and listen to this, and then we'll talk about it after.
Because of the conflicts and challenges we face in today's world, I wish to suggest a single choice, a choice of peace, protection, and a choice that is appropriate for all. That choice is faith. Be aware that faith is not a free gift given without thought, desire, or effort. It does not come as the dew falls from heaven. The Savior said, "Come unto me and knock, and it shall be given you." These are action verbs. Come, knock. They are choices. So I say, choose faith. Choose faith over doubt. Choose faith over fear. Choose faith over the unknown and the unseen. And choose faith over pessimism. Alma's classic discussion on faith, as recorded in the 32nd chapter of Alma in the Book of Mormon, is a series of choices to ensure the development and the preservation of our faith. Alma gave us a directive to choose. His were words of action, initiated by choosing. He used the words awake, arouse, experiment, exercise, desire, work, and plant. And then Alma explained that if we make these choices and do not cast the seed out by unbelief, then, and I quote, "it will begin to swell within your breasts." Yes, faith is a choice, and it must be sought after and developed. Thus, we are responsible for our own faith. We are also responsible for our lack of faith. The choice is yours. There is much that I do not know. I do not know the details of the organization of matter into this beautiful world we live in. I do not understand the intricacies of the atonement, how the Savior's sacrifice can cleanse all repentant people, or how the Savior could suffer the pain of all men. I do not know where the city of Zarahemla was, as referred to the Book of Mormon. I do not know why my beliefs sometimes conflict with assumed secular or scientific knowledge. Perhaps these are matters our Father in heaven described as the mysteries of heaven that will be revealed at a later date. But while I don't know everything, I know the important. I know the plain and simple gospel truths that lead to salvation and exaltation. I know that the Savior did suffer the pain of all men, and that all repentant men and people can be cleansed from sin. And what I don't know or I don't completely understand, with the powerful aid of my faith, I bridge the gap and move on, partaking of the promises and blessings of the gospel. And then, as Alma teaches, our faith brings us to a perfect knowledge. Moving forward into the unknown, armed only with hope and desire, is evidence of our faith and our devotion to the Lord.
So I love how Bishop Richard Edgley is talking about in that how we're responsible for our faith. It's our responsibility to have faith. And it's also we're responsible for our lack of faith. I loved how he said that. And I want you to think about that and ponder about that. Do you really take responsibility for your own faith? Are you actively seeking faith? Are you trying to build it and expand on it and expound upon it and exercise it? You know, just like being physically fit, faith takes exercise. You have to work those muscles out to kind of build your faith and make it stronger. It can't just be one experience that you have at one point during your life. It takes work to have faith. Well, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And that's from Matthew 17:20. I love that. Thank you so much for listening today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.